The cessation cycle is very beautiful. You see, with the cessation and final cessation of ignorance, with the total and final cessation of ignorance means no more ignorance, means you have developed vijja, wisdom. Then, mental activity, sankhara, or mental formation cease to be. So now you know why the enlightened ones seldom think, Anasana. Because no need to use that, Anasana. Only avijja fellow need to use that, Anasana. So when you no longer have avijja, vijja, no need to create that type of mental movement and activity born of delusion early on. So what happens is when you become enlightened, that vijja is no longer what they call deluded. That enlightenment wisdom that you have realized is the one that transform. That's why even it hit the sense door contact, then it condition feeling. Feeling will arise, but it's pure feeling. That's why the Arahant and beyond, they aggregate, the five aggregate. They also have five aggregate, but theirs is supra mundane, Anasana. Not the mundane one, Anasana. Not the samsaric one, Anasana. So this supra mundane one, their feeling cannot become conditioned into craving. It remains as pure feeling. In fact, not only feeling, their perception also directs seeing on pure perception. Then their sankhara also no delusion one, no evil root one, nothing one, pure. Then their consciousness is always that consciousness, pure. Like you heard from Cindy. Seeing, seeing lah. What is there so much thing to go and see? Normal people cannot know. The brain, the memory, all the conditioning between all coming and keep on. That's why you get yourself entangled. But when they see, they just see lah, understand lah. But there is a direct see, my thing is just the way it is. They understood. They want to know, they can know. So if you have that awareness nature developed, stabilized, you can be in that state in the midst of life. That's why it's different. So this cessation cycle is very beautiful. When you are enlightened with the total and final cessation of avijja, ignorance, sankhara or mental activity or mental formation cease to be. Then when that one cease, how can consciousness come to be? Understand? Where you don't make contact to create the movement again already. But because there is a supramundane mind, that's why the arahant, sometimes they say with residue. You know what is with residue or not? We have the my aggregate of form and mind hasn't ceased. Understand? So this arahant, the so-called five aggregate of form and mind, still inside there. But they are pure aggregate. So whoever who have realized arahantship and beyond, like the Bodhisattva and all the great beings and the Buddha, they will have this understanding. And the understanding is very different. Because the only difference is arahant, the mundane mind didn't collapse. Anasana. Yeah. But because of their wisdom, he also cannot grasp it. Then when he died, no more what they call conditioning to take birth. You understand? So because of that, this supramundane mind, for those that is beyond arahant, the bodhisattva, the mundane mind collapse already. One. This one, the aggregates are pure aggregate. In fact, the Arahant also, although with the with the mundane mind still there, but no longer has the avijja. So because of that, theirs also non-grasping, but theirs is still the mundane mind, yeah. Because they didn't go in. Yeah. Then the vibration of the pure awareness nature, which is what we call pure energy, they cannot transform their internal nature until that vibration is too fine for the gross mundane mind to stay. then only it can collapse. So this is the only different. So what you need to understand is the cessation cycle just root out avijja, finish. Once that one gone, all the cessation will happen already. That's why they can go into cessation, nirodha. Then they realize nibbana. Can understand? Okay?